Sesi with the Daf Nun Vav. We mentioned a little some cases where a Kohen would potentially feed his Israeli wife, or maybe not, because she's Psula based on the different name of Hara and stuff like that. So continuing that today's Daf, Matnitin, Armer Kohen Gadol Gushav Chol Tzadok Kohen Hidyot, right? So those are both prohibited marriages. Lavim. Lo yichlu b'truma. Min arusin lo yichlu b'truma. So we know that usually a Bat Kohen who marries in Israel, right, she cannot eat truma anymore because now she's part of Israel's household, so she can't eat truma at her father's household. That's when she marries in Israel. The same is true for Chalala. Chalala cannot eat, even if she's a Bat Kohen, she can only eat truma. And she becomes Chalala if she is over on one of the Lavim, like marrying. If she's Gusha, she marries a Kohen. So the Mishnah's Chiddush is, even if it's just Erusin, even if a Chalutza Gusha is only engaged to a Kohen, since she's waiting for a Bi'ah, which will make her a Chalala, so already now, if she's a Bat Kohen, she can no longer eat Truma. Okay? That's the opinion of Tanakama. She's a Bat Kohen, she can't eat Truma, even though at the moment she's fine, because Rabbi Eladav Abu Shimon, Machshirim, still eat Truma, so long as she's not a Chalala yet. So yes, she's engaged in a bad way. She's a Gusha who's engaged to a Kohen. Since there hasn't been NBI yet, she's still Kshira. If these women who were part of this prohibited relationship then got divorced or widowed, so if it's after they were married, so they became Chalalot and they're stuck Chalalot for their lives, so they can never eat Truma again. But if they're only engaged, so even according to Tanakam, who says just being engaged prevents her from eating Truma, if they broke off the engagement, then nothing happened to her. She goes back to being a regular Bat Kohen, and she can eat Truma. Fine, so the Gemara explains. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Kal Vachomer. How does Rabbi Meir know that just the Irusin is enough to pass out from Truma? Kal Vachomer. Uma Kiddushi Reshut, just like Kiddushi Reshut, when the Bat Kohen marries a regular Israeli, no Isser, no Mitzvah, nothing, just some Reshut, and Machilim, so that already the Kiddushin stops her from being able to eat Truma. So Kal Vachomer, when she's engaged in a way that's prohibited, like if she's a Gusha to a Kohen or something, then that should also ruin her ability to eat Truma from her father's household. Amulo, so Rabbi Lazar and Mishim responded, lo. The reason Kiddushin of an Israel prevent the Bat Kohen from eating is because a Kohen and Israel can never enable someone to eat Truma. So you can't compare that to a Kohen. A Kohen does have the potential to feed his wife Truma. Specifically here, it's a Kohen to a Gusha, so it's problematic. But you can't compare that to a case of an Israel whose Kiddushin, by definition, prevent women from eating Truma. Fine. Okay, so based on the machlokes, you have a new discussion. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shaya, patsua daka. Right, so someone who has his testicles are crushed, he has some other problems with his reproduction system, and the Torah says he's not allowed to marry the kahal, that is, kohanim, levim, and Israelim. Can marry gerim and mamzerim, but not regular Jews. So, let's say you have patsua daka, kohen, shekidesh bat Israel. Okay, so on the one hand, the kohen who is mekidesh bat Israel, midoraita, that's enough to feed a truma. But the problem is that he's a patsua daka, so that changes the things a bit. So the Chora, this is the same as the Machok in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir, the Mamushtemer to be Absula Doraita, Loachla. Right, so in the Mishnah, a woman who's Mekudeshet, and she's waiting for a Bi'ah, which will make her Pasul Midoraita, so that prevents her from eating. Hanam Loachla, so also here, this Bat Israel is engaged to a Kohen who's Psulaka. The moment she has relations with this Kohen, she will be over on an Isur, and therefore she will not be allowed to eat Truma. So already the Kudushin do not allow her to eat Truma. But according to Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, who think engagement is not a problem, only the actual bi'ah is a problem, so this woman is engaged to a Kohen, so she can eat Truma, because she's engaged to a Kohen. Ah, he's absurd, fine, as long as she isn't over on the Yisur, nothing's wrong. That is the statement of Rabbi Yoshaya. So Gemara asks, Mimai, how can you compare? Dil madkan, lokam Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, hatam. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar and Shimon only said what they said. Ela deshu lachil mekom acher. They only said that being engaged to the Kohen does not matter because a Kohen can, in general, allow his wife to eat Truma. But this Psula Daka can't marry anyone. He can never feed any woman Truma. So maybe the fact that he is engaged to a woman, even though he's a Kohen, does not allow her to eat Truma. Maybe there is a situation where the Psula Daka can allow his wife to eat Truma, which is if he marries a Bat Girim, right? We said he can't marry a Kohen Israel Levi. But he can marry converts and the children of converts. So if he would marry the Bat Gerim, she would be able to eat Truma. So therefore, he has the potential to feed his wife Truma. So also when he's Mekadesh, a regular Israelite, as long as there's no Bi'ah yet, she could eat Truma. So the Gemara is dochet. But as we'll learn in a few minutes, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yoshaya whether what's the halacha when a Ptur Daka Kohen marries a Bat Gerim, and Rabbi Yoshaya did not answer. So that we can't say that was Rabbi Yoshaya's assumption if he himself did not have an answer to that question. So the question returns, how do we know, why does Rabbi Yoshaya assume that a Ptur Daka Kohen who engages answers? Itmar. Abaya Amar Hu'ilu Machila B'lo Yeda. Since if a Kohen was married to a woman, she's Truma. If he then becomes Tzedaka, and since he became Tzedaka, he never had Bia, then she can continue eating Truma until she actually does something prohibited. So since there's that situation where Tzedaka can feed his wife, so also if he just does Kiddushin, he can feed his wife. That's a bad explanation. Rava Amar Hu'ilu Machila Be'avadav Shifchotav Hakna'anim. So Rava says a different explanation. Since even if a Ptur Daka marries a woman, so she's a Aver Tanei Isur, but her slaves can still eat Truma. Right? The point of a Kohen can eat Truma, and the Torah says, Kinyan Kaspo, anything he owns, can eat Truma as well. He owns his wife, and he owns his wife's slaves. So his wife can't eat Truma because she was Aver Tanei Isur. But the slaves still can. And therefore, also his Kiddushin allows the woman to eat Truma. Fine. So what's Machok Tabayin and Rava? Abaylo Marke Rava, Kinyan Deshut, Mekinyan Deshut Finan, Velo Lefinan, Kinyan Deshut, Mekinyan De Avadim. So Abai prefers to compare a Ptur Daka Kohen engaging himself to a woman to a Ptur Daka who's married to a woman and didn't have relations with her, because both of those are Kinyan Vishut, as opposed to what Rav was talking about, which is the fact that he feeds his slaves. You could say it's a different deen than feeding your wife. So maybe you can't compare feeding slaves to feeding wives. That's why Abai was Chalken Rava. The Rava lo Marke Abaye, Shani Hatam Shkar Achla. And Rav is not explaining like Abaye, because you could say, the reason a woman is married to a Kohen who then became Ptur Daka, so she can continue eating Truma, because she was eating up till now. We can't learn from there to a Kohen who engages a woman and he's a Ptur Daka, where she didn't eat up till now. Vabaye, why he's not bothered by that difference? Shkvachla lo amrinan, that svara of, well, she was already eating, is irrelevant. That's not what allows her to continue eating. What allows her to continue eating is that she's married to a Kohen, as long as she doesn't engage in any prohibited relations. If you thought the svara of shkvachla is relevant, bat yisrael sent the Kohen umit, teichul. So any bat yisrael who marries a Kohen and her husband dies should eat Truma forever. And that's obviously wrong. So obviously the svara kvar achla is not relevant to the sugya. So that's why it didn't bother Abaye, and he did not think it's a difference between the two cases. The Rava, why did Rava think it was a difference between engaging a woman and being married to one and then become Ptur Daka? Hatam paka kinyanei. A woman who's married to Kohen and the Kohen dies, so the kinyan goes away. She's no longer kinyan kespo, so she can't eat Truma anymore. So therefore the svara of kvar achla is irrelevant. Hacha lo paka kinyanei. But a woman who's married to Kohen and becomes Ptur Daka, she still belongs to him. So that's why she can continue eating. So it is a svara of kvar achla. And therefore you can't learn from there to a woman who was mekudeshet to a Ptur Daka Kohen. Fine. So that's the story of a Ptur Daka Kohen marrying an Israelit. Now we're going to talk about Bat Gerim. So by Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mer Yeshaya, Ptur Daka Kohen shenasa Bat Gerim, ma'u shechinen b'truma. Right, we just explained that a Ptur Daka Kohen marries who engages an Israelit is a Mechok Tanaim. What if he marries a Bat Gerim? Full marriage. Ishtik v'lo amar le v'lo midei. Sorry, Yeshaya did not answer the question. L'asofa t'gav rabba achrina. So afterwards, some other important mitchacham came. Uva minei milta achrita. And he asked Rabbi Yeshaya some other question. Ufashatli. And Rabbi Yeshaya did answer his question. Umano Rish Lakish. And this person who asked the question was Rish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yehuda nesia l'Rabbi Yeshaya. Atu, Rabbi Yochanan l'av gav rabbu. Why is Rabbi Yochanan a great man? Why did you answer Rish Lakish's question and not Rabbi Yochanan's? Well, is any better? Amar Leis, Rabbi Yeshaya explained, the kabay minei milta de'leitlei patre. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan is any lesser than Rish Lakish. I knew the answer to Rish Lakish's question. I didn't know the answer to Rabbi Yochanan's question. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss, why does Rabbi Yeshaya not know the answer? Leman, which of the following opinions in Tanaim, what did he have trouble with? Because the Machlokes Tanaim regarding Gerim. Right, we said a Ptur Daka cannot marry the Kahal, which includes Kohanim, Levim, Israelim. So Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, are Gerim included in the Kahal or not? That is there any Sur of a Ger to a Ptur Daka? So, Leman, who was Rabbi Yeshaya having trouble with? Ile Rabbi Yehuda, ben Mekdush Tekai, ben La Mekdush Tekai, lo achla. So there's an additional safek, not in our sugya, in a different sugya, whether a Kohen who's a Ptur Daka, does he lose his status as his Kedusha of a Kohen? Does he still have the Surim of a Kohen, like Kurusha v'Chalutza and stuff? So the Gemara is saying, irrelevant to that question, a Ptur Daka Kohen who marries a Bat Gerim, the Bat Gerim does not eat Truma. Why not? So the Gemara explains, if the Kohen still has his Kohen status, lo achla, bat ger zachar ke bat chala zachar. So Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that the child of a ger is like the child of a halal, And therefore, this girl who's a bat gerim is a chalala. She's not allowed to marry the kohen. He's b'kushtei kai. So obviously, she cannot eat truma if she does marry him. That's problem A. And even if you're willing to say that the kohen lost his status as you know, he doesn't have his isurim, he can now marry chalalim. Wonderful. But there's still the problem that, according to Biuda, a ger is part of the kahal, and therefore she can't marry Pshu Deka. So according to Biuda, we have two problems. Either he's a kohen and he can't marry chalala, and a bat ger is like chalala, or he's not a kohen, but he's still a Pshu Deka, and he can't marry a ger because the ger is part of the kahal. So Biuda says, either way, it's a problematic marriage, and she cannot eat truma.
Ger or bat ger?
Bat gerim. She's a bat gerim.
She's not ger herself, though.
No. I'm not sure if there's enough kamina. That is, the case is bat gerim, but lichara the same halachot would be true for ger himself. Fine. Ve'ele Rabbi Yossi, bem shekai, bem lab shekai, kachla. And Rabbi Yossi, who holds that kahal gerim is not a kahal, says that either way she would be able to eat. Why? Oh, so here's enough kamina between bat gerim and ger herself. If you say the kohen still has his status as a full kohen, achla, she can the bat gerim who he marries, she can eat. Da'amar Rav Yossi, af ger shenasag yoret bitok shara lekeuna. So a ger and yoret themselves are psul keuna. Rav Yossi's opinion that the next generation is already a regular Jew and can marry a kohen. So even if the kohen still has his nisurim, she's not a chalala, so he can marry her and she can eat truma. Ila b'tushteikai, and if he lost his status as a kohen because of being a psul daka, achla, she can still eat truma. Because according to Biyosi, converts are not really part of Am Yisrael for the purpose of the sisur, so they're allowed to marry psurdaka. So Rabbi Yehuda had two problems. Also, kohen can't marry chalala, and also psurdaka can't marry giorot. And Rabbi Yehuda says both those isurim are not a problem. So it's very clear that according to Rabbi Yehuda, she can't eat, and according to Rabbi Yossi, she can eat. So what was Rabbi Shaya's safek? Ela liba de haitana. There's a third opinion tana'im which Rabbi Yosha was having trouble with. Detnan. Rabbi Zben Yaakov mer isha bat gerim lo tinsel keuna ad shteima misrael. Okay, so it's not right. Rabbi Yehuda said isha bat gerim can never marry kohen. Rabbi Yosha said isha bat gerim can always marry kohen. And Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov says it depends on her mother. If her mother is a regular Israel, not a yoret, she can. If not, then not. So nachkem bailei kashrut mitzvasa ba veachla odim akdusha mitzvasa ba velo achla. Question is, what prevents the bat gerim from marrying a kohen? Or that is, why is that when her mother is from Israel, she can still marry a kohen? Do we say the fact that her mother is from Israel means she's now kasher? She's not a chalala, and she can now marry a kohen. But she's still not part of the kahal. So a ptua daka kohen, she can marry. Similar to Rabbi Yossi. Or Dilma, the alternative is, when her mother is in Israel, she has kedusha. She's become part of the kahal. And therefore, she cannot marry a ptua daka. And therefore, she can't eat. That was Rosh Hashanah Safek. And that's why he didn't answer Rabbi Yochanan's question. Okay, but the Gemara doesn't leave it open. It tries to answer the question. Tashma. He came from the south and he brought a Braita. Exactly our case, and it's explicit in the Braita that she can eat Truma. Right, so some kind of ribui here. The kohen ki kne, it could have just written the kohen ki kne kinyan kaspo. When you use the word nefesh, it's some kind of ribui. There are additional cases where the wife can eat. Also, a bat gerim who marries a ptua daka. Fine. So the Gemara asks, Leman, this brayta needs to learn from a pasuk that a bat gerim can eat truma. Whose opinion is this? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda hamar ben kushtekai ben lab kushtekai lo achla. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda who says that A, he's a kohen, she's a bat gerim who's like a chalala, problem. B, he's a ptua daka, she's a kahal, problem. So it's definitely not Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't need a source. Rabbi Yossi said, there's no isur of Tzua Daka because she's Bat Gerim. There's no problem of marrying the Kohen because Bat Gerim is considered like an Israel. So of course she can eat Shuma. So the Brayta has to be an opinion of Rabbi Zeben Yaakov, who says, on the one hand, that the mother has to be from Israel. On the other hand, here he has a source that a bat gerim, whose mother is from Israel, can eat truma. She has a psudaka. Shema mina, kashrut tfas bei, ve'achla shema mina. So we can learn from here that when her mother is from Israel, she becomes a kosher Israelite, and therefore can marry Kohen. But she's still not part of the kahal, she's not kadosh, so there's no problem for marrying a psudaka. Fine. That's the end of the discussion of psudaka. Itma, next discussion. Rav amar, yesh chupa lepsulot. Shmuel amar, en chupa lepsulot. So the Mishnah said, right, we said midoraita, if a woman has prohibited bi'ah with a kohen, so she can't eat truma. Fine. Midrabanan and our Mishnah Rabbi Meir says, if there's Kiddushin, since she's waiting for Purim to be out, also can't eat Shema. Fine. Question is, what about Chupa? Right, Chupa is not Bia, but nor is it Kiddushin. It's something else. It's Nisuin. It's, you know, whatever. Machlok is what the Chupa is. Is it covering the head? Is it standing under the canopy? Is it going to the husband's house? Regardless, it has halakhic meaning. What? How does it affect a woman's ability to eat Chuma? So Rav says, Yesh Chupa Psulot, if a Bat Kohen is waiting for a Chupa, is participating in Chupa with a prohibited man, Gusha Le Kohen or whatever, then she's Nifsel de Kona, just like Erusin in the Mishnah, just like Bia in the Torah. Shmuel Amar, En Chupa Psulot, no, Chupa is not a problem. If she actually did Bia, it's a problem. If she did Kiddushin, it's a problem. But the Chupa with a prohibited relationship does not preclude her from Chuma. Amar Shmuel, Umodeli Abba, that is Rav, so even Rav, who says yesh chupa psulot, agrees that if the woman is under 3 years and a day, so even if it's a prohibited relationship, like yoret, mamzeret, something, it can't be mamzeret. She's a bat kohen. What problem could there be? I don't know, bat halal. Let's say she's a bat halal or something. So even so, she would be able to eat. The chupa is not posel her. Why? Because since her bi'ah, the bi'ah of a girl under the age of 3, is not a problem, so nor is it her chupa. The chupa cannot be any more significant than the bi'ah itself. And the bi'ah would not make her pasul, so nor does the chupa. Amra v'afal entanina, we have a braita which proves that bi'ah under the age of 3 is meaningless. Bat shel shanim v'mechad, mitkadeshet bevi'ah. Right, so once she reaches the age of 3 years and a day, so she can be acquired through kiddushin through bi'ah. And the yibum can be done to her. If she's married to someone and someone else has relations, so he's chayav midoraita. If she's a nida, so her husband is metame mishkav elyon tachton keelyon. What's tachton keelyon? Because a different status, right? A zav's, what he's lying on top of is an avatumah, right? Midras. What's on top of him is a Rishon Atuma. So a Boel Nida, what's below him is also Rishon Atuma. So Elyon Katachton, the Elyon of Azav, is like Tachton of a Boel Nida. That's Adalacha. Nisil Kohen Ochele B'Tuma, this woman, since her Biyah is significant, so if she marries a Kohen, she can eat Truma. Ba'ale Echad Mikol Psulim, Psala. And if any of the Psulim, Mamzer, Halal, whatever, has relations with her, so she is Nifsal from Kehuna. Fine, that's the Mishnah in Nida, in Kiddushin, in Nida. So Rav's Diok is, בת שלוש שנים ומחד הוד מפסה בביאה מפסלה בחופה הפחותה מבת שלוש שנים ומחד דלא מפסלה בביאה לא מפסלה נמי בחופה שמה מינה. So if under the age of 3 her biya is meaningless, also her going to a chupa would be meaningless and it would not be pasel from kehuna even according to Rav.